The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
God is not interested in renovating your past. He is more interested in releasing your future.
Join James and Betty as they talk with Samuel Rodriguez about his important message.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're about to see what we've never seen before. I know it sounds, that's wishful thinking, Sammy. No, it isn't. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, folks. We're about to see more people come to Jesus as Lord and Savior than ever before in human history.
I'm excited, James Robinson, Betty, my wife. By the way, 60 years married this year, okay? 60 years of ministry, 60 years married. And we've got somebody with us that actually closed out the 50-year anniversary of both our marriage and ministry. And that's, oh my goodness, that's Sammy, I call him, just Samuel Rodriguez. I'm going to tell you something. He just preached the title of this book at Gateway Church, and you're going to see just a clip from it. Sammy's going to be with us all week. God can turn any mess, your mess, whatever mess it is, however big the mess is, into a miracle. God's miracle. This is what we are believing God to show us. Sammy, I want to welcome you back to life today. You've been coming for, I don't know, well over 10 years. But I want all of our viewers to know, we're going to see a clip. We're going to talk about this. All of us have made a mess. Do you realize that all the people who wrote the Bible made a mess? And God turned them into miracles. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're going to have... I want to just show you this clip. Now, he's going to be here all week. And we're going to talk about this. I want you to just watch and just listen. And then we're going to be going at it here. And we'll be going at it all week. Now, this is Gateway. Really, just a couple of weeks ago. Watch.
And as you stay standing, you'll be seated for a few minutes. As you stay standing, I want to honor 10 years ago, 2013, we had this moment, the iconic, legendary ministry of James and Betty, we all know it. They invited Sam Rodriguez to come in and speak. And I was here, this stage, speaking, wrapped up preaching, turned around, James comes up. No joke, it wasn't scripted. Some of y'all saw it on YouTube, some of you were here. And he says, Sammy, drop down. Get on the floor. I'm thinking, there's a bomb. what? So I drop on the floor. The next thing, James drops right next. And some of y'all have seen this on YouTube. And he starts praying over me and transferring over a mantle. Can you help me recognize James and Betty, who are spiritual parents to Samuel Rodriguez? Simply the best. The legend. They are the best. John chapter 9. Here's my assignment. John chapter 9. This is what the Spirit of God placed in my heart. First conference. I'm going to skip some verses here. Work with me. John chapter 9. Reading primarily from the New Living Translation. As Jesus was walking, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Verse 6, then he spit on the ground, which is messy. He made mud with the saliva. That's even messier and awkward. And spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He spread the mess. Verse 7, he told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. I want to speak to you on the subject matter, your mess, God's miracle. Messy miracles, the process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Open your eyes to the new. Just repeat after me, your mess, God's miracle. And actually, if you're inclined to say, my mess, God's miracle. So let me confess something. I am a bit OCD. My wife will attest to that. My mind works in a very linear, sequential manner. For all the Trekkies out there, I may preach like Captain Kirk, but I process like Spock. So I find it a bit challenging to reconcile what I perceive within this biblical narrative as chaos with order. In other words, how can a miracle emerge out of a mess? This biblical narrative speaks to me because I have, in the past few years, lived it, and you'll hear about that in a minute. Permit me to begin by encouraging you to do the following this first conference as we kick off this year. Number one, open your eyes to what you have never seen before. Open your eyes to what you have never seen before. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. This man was not losing his sight. This man did not lose his sight. He never had it in the first place. He was born blind. This circumstance facilitates the environment for Christ to reveal a functional and ontological extension of the creative nature of providence. In other words, with the woman with the issue of blood, he gave her back her health. With the invalid man at Bethesda, he gave him back his walk. With Lazarus, he gave him back his life. But with this man in John chapter 9, Jesus did not give him something he lost. Jesus gave him something he never had in the first place. There is a difference between God restoring something you had and God giving you something you never had in the first place. Our God is not just the God that restores. Our God is the God that gives us what we never had before. He is, after all, the Lord of the new thing. Isaiah 43:19, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not see it? Some of us allocate, focus our time in attempting to get back what we lost when we should be asking God to give us what we never had in the first place. God is not interested in renovating your past. He is more interested in releasing your future. Hence, the question we have to ask ourselves in our families, in our faith, in our generation, in our nation, are we ready to see what we have never seen before? We cannot deny that in the past 3 years in America and around the world, unfortunately, we have seen what we have never seen before. We saw the effects of a global pandemic that killed millions. We saw the ruins of racial and social unrest destroying properties, families, dividing communities, and fragmenting the church. We saw the damage of political discord, where the donkey and the elephant temporarily succeeded in dividing what belongs to the lamb. We witness and continue to bear witness to a cancel woke culture that insists in silencing everyone and everything, that refuses to toe the line of a morally relativistic ideological worldview that runs counter to the word and spirit of God. We saw, and this really irks me, we saw and continue to see a generation targeted by the architects of darkness with the message that there is no such thing as truth, as gender, as holiness, and personal responsibility. And I may get in trouble right here, but there it is. Can I just say something to every force, to every architect of darkness coming after our kids? Get your hands off our children in the name of Jesus. Get your hands off our children. Let a church rise up that has the audacity, the wherewithal, the anointing, the courage, the biblical substance to say, get your hands off our children. We saw the mess for the past few years. All we've seen is the mess. Turn on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, y Telemundo. And you will see the mess. What if I tell you that in your family, in your faith, in your generation, even in our nation, I know it's not wishful thinking, it's not prophetic spaghetti on the wall, it's biblically substantiated. What if I tell you we are about to see the mess become a miracle? Can we begin this year at Gateway Church at the first conference declaring the following? The mess is about to become a miracle. If you really believe it, can you pick on one neighbor and just tell them the mess is about to become a miracle? Tell the other one, the one that's ignoring you, tell him that. Tell him the mess is about to become a miracle. Just like John chapter 9, in all aspects of your life, in your children and your children's children, we need to get ready to see what we have never seen before. The mess is about to become a miracle. John 11, 40, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? 1 Corinthians 2, 9, what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, or the heart of man imagined is what God has prepared for those who love him. What, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're about to see what we've never seen before. I know it sounds, that's wishful thinking, Sammy. No, it isn't. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, folks. We're about to see more people come to Jesus as Lord and Savior than ever before in human history. How many truly believe that? We are about to see our prodigal sons and daughters come back home. We are about to see Christ-centered, Bible-based, Spirit-empowered social architects and cultural reformers rise up and literally change the world. We are about to see the glory of God fill the earth. As I live, all of the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Numbers 14, 21, the earth will be filled. Not maybe, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2, 14, I want to make this clear. I don't think, I don't hope, I don't wish, and I don't feel. I know that God's about to show up. I know it. I know it because of Luke 1:37, the word of God never fails. Hebrews 10:23, God can be trusted to keep his promise. And the pushback is what? Oh, Sammy, you're in denial that we're living in the last days. Stop. How dare you all preach at Gateway and tell everyone that we're about to see God's glory show up and that people are going to get saved and that generations will be set free. Sammy, you're denying that we're living in the last days. Haven't you read it? And it's usually, Sammy, haven't you? Oh, glory be to God. Haven't you read it? I'm fully cognizant of the exhaustive list the Apostle Paul laid out in 2 Timothy chapter 3 regarding the last days. I'm aware of the gospel in Matthew 24 as it pertains to the last days. I'm not in denial. In the last days, men and women will become lovers of themselves. We call that narcissism, or in many occasions, Instagram. In the last days, men and women will deviate from their natural desires. We call that California. But there is a last day promise, I kid you not, that prompted me to get on a plane and be here today. There's one more last day promise. It is so substantial that it appears in both the old and the new. Joel 2:28 reiterated in Acts 2:17. In the last days, not I may, not I probably will, it says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Which means what? The next thing to fill America will not be COVID 20, 21, or 22. The next thing to fill America and the nations will be the glory of the risen Christ Jesus. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. I'll repeat that for the hearing impaired. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. This is for someone here. Your health streaming right now. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. And I know it's counterintuitive to what we're reading. America's mess is about to become God's miracle.
Praise God, I believe it. Sammy, now, here's the thing people need to realize. Jesus is coming back for a church adorned in his glory.
Yes.
Not trapped in a pit of defeat and despair, but adorned in his glory and his grace, and I will settle for nothing less than God's dream and God's vision being fulfilled. You believe that?
I wholeheartedly agree. This idea of the church suffering from perpetual victimization, psychosis, we have to repudiate it.
Yes.
This idea of the church sucking her thumb in a fetal position. Woe is me. That's not the glorious church the Apostle Paul writes about. It's a glorious church, a triumphant church, a victorious church.
Yes.
The idea that the Antichrist and the devil are more powerful than God, we have to push back.
Yes.
On the idea that darkness defeats the light. John chapter 1, verse 5, light will shine in the darkness, and darkness will never overcome it.
Never.
That's why I believe the mess is about to become a miracle.
I think this is going to be one of the greatest books ever read. Now, I'm telling you what, you can get it already online, but we'll actually get it to you before you're going to get it online or, frankly, likely in the bookstores, because we're going to offer it to people today who will simply help us set people free from captivity being sexually trafficked, which is one of the saddest, most horrible things on the planet. And our viewers, matter of fact, we've got a matching gift because our viewers so want to set people free. You think God doesn't want to set people free? You think what Sammy's talking about is not the heart of God? For us to see His body, the church, adorned in glory, not defeat, not despair, not a monastery, not a pit,
come on,
not in a prison, but as overcomers. We do not ever need to acknowledge that the enemy, the Antichrist, the devil, the deceiver, has more potential power on God's planet and God's earth, in God's fields, and in God's flock than he has. And you and I are not going to accept that. You said don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't commit that kind of suicide. We're going to talk about this book. You really take it home in the sense that you go personally to where we are individually in our lives and our battles, where the church is, where the world is, but we show people how God's grace, His greatness, His miracle, and His will is greater than anything the enemy, the deceiver, can throw at us. And I'm really excited about what God's going to do.
It may temporarily look like a mess. It's John chapter 9. It's the blind man at the pool. It may look like a mess right now, superficially, but behind that mess, there is a miracle. So regardless of the optics, the aesthetics, the initial intake, at the end of the day, when God is in it, that mess becomes a miracle. Even in your family, your home, your marriage, your health, your finances, in our generation, in America, we're about to see messes become miracles. I truly believe that.
I told James the other day, I said, you can watch so much stuff on the news that it could just take all hope away from you, it feels like it, and you get down in the dumps. But I told him, I said, I just have to believe, because I know my relationship with God is so real, that I have to believe that there are those miracles, just like you're talking about, all over the world. God is setting the stage for His word and His work to be done, and He's doing it right now. Just like we've seen evil do, God's going to pour His miracles and His blessings everywhere.
We're going to stop worshiping the evil and elevating and marketing the evil. And unfortunately, even in the church, I mean, we have a great church. The body of Christ is beautiful. But unfortunately, the church is very negative. Coming out of the pandemic with everything else we're seeing in America, around the world, the ideologies, social constructs that are just wrong. But if we focus exclusively on the mess, we will never see the miracle. We really need a Joshua and Caleb moment. I love that story, Numbers 13. They all 12 saw the same identical things, bountiful land, milk and honey, but the 10 focused on the giants.
Yep.
Joshua and Caleb acknowledged the giants, but did not focus on the giants. It's not what we see, it's what we focus on.
Yeah,
we're
going to
focus on the miracle, not the mess. Watch God show up.
And that's what brings about the miracle. Sammy, you and I, you called me a spiritual father.
Indeed.
You and I are definitely family, and I gladly have you as an adopted son day of the year, forever and ever. I love you so much. We're going to behold the glory of the Lamb, the glory of the Lord. I think we're going to witness the greatest spiritual awakening in the history of the world. I really do believe that. I want you to get the book. Let me just simply say this to you. And I know Sammy loves this. He's watched the sexually trafficked coming across that border now, little children. He's watched it all over California. Little girls sold into sexuality. Pornography is not only prevailing, it is perverting the minds of so many and leading them into the most horrible lifestyle. Sammy, I didn't have a father. The things that I was exposed to from age 5 to age 14, that about a 10-year span, would destroy nearly every... I say, God, how did I make it through what I went through and was exposed to.
Wow.
Only the grace of God. But that's what most children today are exposed to. They're having that span of no guidance, and then they're exposed to all manner of evil at a fingertips where they can just touch it, it's there. And I'm telling you, it is destroying. But you know what? Love is setting people free.
Yes.
Do you realize that just people like you, when we first showed sexual trafficking as a horrible reality, that love could impact in a positive way, we did not believe viewers would want to ever let us show it again. You wouldn't let us stop because you said, we want to stop that. Mm-hmm. And this is the only thing that we never asked for, a matching gift up front. And we get our $320,000 matching gift. People say, we've got to set these children free. We've got to set these precious people free. And the fact is, we can. I want you to listen to this story of what mothers face and what God's miracle is the answer for. And you, listen to me, you are that miracle that is needed. Watch very carefully and prayerfully. You are somebody's miracle.
It began with a dream. For a mother like this, it was the dream of a prosperous future for her daughter. And hope for that dream came as a promise from a stranger. An honorable start to a new life. An opportunity for a child to escape a world of poverty and to pursue her destiny. But in reality, this dream come true was a mother's worst nightmare. Promise became betrayal. This daughter was kidnapped and sold into the sex slave trade. Once a picture of innocence, her body was violated as she was submitted to the unbridled lust of countless men. With her humanity stripped from her, and her spirit broken, it seemed all hope was lost. It's not too late for daughters like this to be rescued. But time is running out.
Only God can enable us to help you understand that your gift of love sets captives free. $320,000 matching gift, which means whatever you'll give right now will be matched. Now listen to me. The average cost to begin the rescue process and the restoration process to reach, to rescue and restore is $128 to reach one. Now that may sound huge to you, to them it's life. But listen to what I'm saying. Because the matching gift, $128, will rescue two. $64 will be matched to rescue one. I don't know what level you can help, but here's what else I want you to hear. $1,280 will rescue 10. Start that whole process, the miracle. Now it'll rescue 20. Could you do that? Father, I don't know what our viewers can do. I know they're all praying. I know they all care because they know, what if that was one of my children or grandchildren? I would want them set free. And the fact is they can be, and they have been by tens of thousands because of your love, because of a matching gift too. God, give us the support in Jesus' name. Could you rescue one? Would you right now go get your bank card? Go get it. Use it like a check. Call the number or go online and say, here is, I'm rescuing one. No, it's two now. You know what? I can rescue 10. Now it's 20. $1,280. Do you know we're going to send you this beautiful bronze if you make that gift? We're going to send to any person for any gift, believe this, not that. This is great. And then let me tell you, this is absolutely magnificent. You've never been to the Holy Land? Or you've been, you want to go back? Tony Evans put together the most beautiful picture book and story, The Holy Land Story by Tony Evans. It is absolutely breathtaking and so inspirational and so true, experiencing Israel, even if you've never gotten to go. Thank you, Tony Evans. would you go get that card and use it like a check? If you write a check, make it to life. But call us and tell us it's in the mail, because we need your help to rescue these precious ones. Thank you so much for doing it.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Believe This, Not That, featuring a promise from heaven for every need on earth. This book is a resource every believer should have when facing discouragement, pain, fear, or the vast array of negative thoughts that attack all believers. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive Experiencing Israel by Tony Evans. Discover the Holy Land like never before and view stunning scenes in spectacular full-color photography. Also, find practical applications that bring the world of the Bible into your life today. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may receive our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Now, I want to make sure you understand, if you want Sammy's book, and I'm telling you it's fantastic, this message is such a message of hope and truth that it can actually help inspire the essential awakening, the only thing that'll save the future of freedom here and around the world. So just ask for it if you'd like to have it, and you tell everybody to get it when it hits the bookstores. Sammy, we're going to talk about this incredible story. We're going to break it down in part one, part two, so to speak. And we're going to show people how any mess can become a miracle. It's really a joy to have you with us.
Honor.
I'm glad you're going to be here all week.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being a miracle for somebody. Don't miss the rest of the week. Tell your friends to watch. You'll be so glad you do.
You will go from one level of glory to the next, which means you look more like Jesus.
Walk through your mess into God's miracle tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.